With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Senate confirmation hearings underway this morning for Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's nominee for defense secretary. He's facing Democrat opposition amid anonymous allegations of wrongdoing, all of which Hegseth steadfastly denies. Looks like Southern California firefighters will not be getting much of a break from those fierce Santa Ana winds.
Winds are increasing in the Los Angeles area, and there could be gusts of 70 miles per hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California also says they have some of the driest air right now.
These extreme critical fire weather conditions that are coming together, that any new starts could exacerbate the situation as far as the number of fires burning off across Southern California and the impact on resources.
Firefighting planes could be affected. Red flag warnings are already in effect, and firefighters could be dealing with very dangerous situations. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, today is day two of a nationwide campaign by citizens group Americans for Prosperity to prevent the 2017 Trump tax cuts from expiring at the end of this year. AFP President Akash Shiguli says the campaign is multifaceted, designed to reach both taxpayers and members of Congress.
What we're doing is this nationwide campaign of more than 100 events across the country, door knocking and ads and events, in addition to working inside the Capitol, inside Washington's lawmakers and their staffers so that the priorities are aligned and that message is going in both directions in a way that no one else other than AFP can do because of our presence in the grassroots and in Washington.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. This is SRN News. The speaker's list of the March for Life is being finalized.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be there, as will Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton is also scheduled to speak, along with Lila Rose, the founder of the prominent pro-life group Live Action. It's also possible that President Trump might address the gathering, something he has done in the past. The annual March for Life will take place here in Washington, D.C. on Friday, January 24th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Houses of worship are being added to the toll from the Los Angeles wildfires. Among the thousands of buildings destroyed so far are a half dozen Protestant churches, a Catholic parish, a mosque, and a synagogue. Many members of these congregations are also among the thousands of Angelenos who have lost their homes. As the threat of new fires persists, clergy are being left with a huge challenge of offering comfort and pondering paths toward rebuilding and recovery. This is SRN News. One popular coffee chain says, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
If you want to hang out or use the restroom at Starbucks, you're going to have to buy something. Starbucks on Monday said it was reversing a long-standing policy that invited everyone into its stores. A new code of conduct to be posted in all company-owned North American stores also bans discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. The company says the new rules are designed to help prioritize paying customers. Keith Peters reporting.
A former central banker strongly hinting at a run for Canadian Prime Minister. Mark Carney tells John Stewart it's The Daily Show. He's an outsider with the economic experience that Canada needs as it faces an economic crisis. Stocks higher so far this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 195 points. The Nasdaq trading 165 points higher. More details at SRNNews.com.